National Broadcasting Company takes pride in presenting to you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. A man and his orchestra, synonymous with music that's new, vigorous, and refreshingly different. Direct from the Civic Opera House in Chicago, we bring you Stan Kenton's exciting interpretation of modern American music. And we're sure you'll enjoy these fresh and stimulating ideas. Now here is modern America's man of music and your conductor, Stan Kenton.
Thank you, Mark. Okay, Stan, just a kind of a diminuendo here, down to silence. You know, what can I say? It's crazy. Thank you. This evening, those of you listening in, we want you to know that we have a rather unusual series of circumstances that have taken place and are taking place here at the Opera House in Chicago. We have just played a kind of a summer concert with George Shearing, and the house is now, of course, clearing out, and the next audience we'll expect in possibly about 30 or 35 minutes. So we are doing this evening's concert in miniature from backstage at the Opera House with the asbestos down. We've done this under many different forms of circumstances before. We've played without a piano. We've played when the band was so crammed together that actually it looked like a sardine can with the lid off. And we've played outdoors. And this evening again will be another interesting experiment. We are very grateful that you guys from NBC, the producers and the engineers, are very tolerant with us. Watch the dials. We'll see what happens, because the overture this evening is the popular Young Blood. The beat, fellas.
Thank you.
Here's Mark Rogers explained earlier this evening, as I mentioned, in Chicago. And once more, we're going to shake hands with the guy that's pretty much chief of the arranging staff. He's been here a few weeks riding. I'd like to ask him to come to the microphone. Russo, would you step over here, please?
Okay.
Bill, at times like this, when not much time is given us to kind of orient everybody, we have to kind of cooperate, and you can help out at the moment if you'd introduce this next number while I explain to the orchestra what they're going to play and what will happen the rest of the program.
This particular composition was written about 8 months ago, and it was one of the first things written especially for the gentleman it features. It's a rather quiet thing, and it develops in the middle section into a very short, rather flashy ensemble passage, rather gently goes back into some soft and relaxed improvisation. The particular gentleman featured is Chicago's own Lee Konitz. The composition is called My Lady.
Thank you, Lee Konitz, and thank you, Bill Russo, for the introduction. This evening, we're pretty happy because we were notified this afternoon that the bulk of the West Coast stations of NBC will now be carrying concert miniature for the summer, so we have so many friends and fans, and we also have musicians out there. It brings to mind one chap that's on a vacation at the moment, the guy that has created this next number. We hope that he's comfortably seated by the radio and listening to this concert miniature, and we want Bill Holman, the chap I'm speaking of, to not be offended if the conception is not just exactly right, because you can straighten us out when you get back. Bill, here is your Have a Havana. Mm-hmm. Okay, you gentlemen can relax for the moment. Just be seated if you wish. This evening I explained to those of you listening in that we were appearing for the first time here with George Shearing. He played the first part of the concert, and of course ours followed the intermission. I've asked George to come over to the microphone here to say hello because I hardly have had a chance to speak to him, ask him how he feels. We kind of did it on the stage during the first concert. George, the microphone is here. Can you tell me first of all about, are you all right?
I'm fine, Stan. There's only one thing I'm glad about.
Really? What's that?
I'm very glad I didn't have to follow you.
You're very glad. Well, I tell you, you see, it's not quantity you're talking about. It's, how should we put it? We can make a lot of noise here, George.
Well, I was telling the people out there on the stage tonight that, well, I came to America on immigration in 47 and came to one of your recording sessions. And I thought the band was great then. I've been to several of these Innovations concert with the Strings. And that was wonderful, too. But I think this is the greatest band you ever had, Stan.
Well, thank you,
George. I'm not saying because you're here, because the band is here, but it's the greatest and the cleanest thing I've heard in a long time.
Fellas, would you guys mind showing what you feel for George at the moment for the compliment?
Yeah.
That applause is might sound a little anemic because it's not 4,000 people. It's actually just 20 musicians clapping. Thank you very much for the compliment. George, as long as we have you here, you know, we leave for Europe on August 22nd this year, and you, of course, have been kind of an international traveler for some time. What can you tell us to watch out for after we get over there?
Well, watch out for the places that serve good food.
Watch out for the places that serve good food.
I don't think I can give you any better advice than that.
Well, I'll tell you, it'd be awfully nice of you if you'd kind of give us a list out of your dress book here this evening after the concert is over, because we're leaving soon and we'd like to get some of that European scoff.
Any of the fellow...
George, you
please.
I'm awfully sorry. I didn't mean to use any of that terrible contemporary jazz talk, George, because I've gone and slipped.
Just as long as you don't use the word teabag.
Really? George, you know something? NBC has been so wonderful to all of us in jazz. We have been doing these concert miniature programs for something over a year now, and the enthusiasm that from the executives right on down through the fellows that help us do the programs here and on the road have just been wonderful, and I'm sure that they would be most anxious if you'd kind of tell them at the moment where you're going with the group.
Well, from here, we go to Lansing, Michigan for a one-nighter, and Detroit, Michigan for a one-nighter, and 4 days in the Copa in Pittsburgh, and then we go to the Bandbox for a week, and to a new club in Washington, D.C. for a week, and then back to about 4 or 5 weeks at the Embers.
George, it's nice to know that you're
happy
working.
Happy about that, because I shall be home and can commute for all that time, so...
You're pretty busy. The only thing that I resent about your particular plot out of this music business is you fellas have 4 days here, a week here, 2 weeks there. I'd hate to show you this itinerary, George. It might be something that would discourage your interest in jazz.
I suppose it would be a similar thing to what we've done the last 3 years with Billy Eckstein, about 60 concerts in 75 days.
That gives you an idea about how we live 365 days a year.
Covering about 25,000 miles.
George, once more, thank you. It's a kick to be with you at the Opera House in Chicago, and good luck on your future dates. And, you know, we'll see you in New York just before we leave for Europe.
Thank you very much, Stan.
This evening, a lot of the music has been blown here at the Opera House, of the Kenton music, both of the artistry and rhythm, the progressive jazz, and innovations in modern music. And at the moment here, we're going to ask Bob Burgess down to the microphone to give us this adaptation of one of the innovations in modern music concert works. It's a rather short version, but his very sincere, warm feeling of Bill Russo's composition... This evening, I have to compliment the guys in the orchestra. They've been absolutely wonderful here about doing the first show amid this confusion. And, of course, the curtain comes down. We're doing, as I explained earlier in the program, this concert miniature this evening in silence because, of course, the audience is filling up now for the next concert here that has to do with George Shearing and the orchestra at the Opera House here. And I think that I'd like to retaliate to you guys and do something nice and at least show you that my heart's in the right place. And I have asked them earlier to decide what they'd like to play. They have chosen this next number, and I want you guys to know that it's up to you to think of the tempo. It's up to you to kick it off, and you know what I'll do? I'll just get out of the road and let you fellas get this out of your system on Concert Miniature tonight over NBC. Stan Levy's talking to Buddy Childers. Are you kicking it off, Buddy? I guess he is. Here, ladies and gentlemen, is a rather involved work with a pretty simple, happy title, but I'm sure that the guys will project their feelings and emotions through this thing that's called Boop Boopy Doop. Thank you over the air for bringing us on the air this evening. These guys get rather engrossed in what they're doing. They're now playing a composition that I explained is one of their favorite things. It's a jazz thing. It has a lot of solos in it, and they're going at it now. And of course, if we pull this microphone over to the side of the stage, we might be able to have some kind of a little quiet, intimate conversation. I'm sure that they won't be offended because just between you and I, Mark, they don't know we're talking. They're out there blowing, and you people can probably hear the jazz going on behind.
Well, you know.
Go ahead.
If it weren't you, I'd say it was distracting. But since it's you, I think that it's right along with the idiom of the type of music that we've been hearing here today.
Well, Mark, that's wonderful. I think that I'd like very much to thank you and thank Art Yorth. And, of course, I must give you the microphone, Mark.
Right. Good night, Stan. Thanks a lot. NBC has brought you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. Kenton's refreshingly original conception and interpretation of music in the modern idiom. Our broadcast tonight came to you direct from the Civic Opera House in Chicago. Join us next week at the same time for another Stan Kenton concert in miniature, featuring the dynamic quality of a group of musicians and its leader who present to you the freshest and most stimulating ideas in modern American music. This is Mark Rogers speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.